This is Underground Uppers.
Welcome to Underground Uppers, everybody. Here we are. Hey, in case you have noticed, I took a few weeks off. You know, you probably didn't notice. No, you probably did, because I know I've got some loyal ones out there. But man, taking the month of October to write, try to get the album recorded and write it all in October. Not October, February. Oh man, I'm telling you, getting over COVID and everything. I decided to take a few weeks off and just check out of social media and all that for a little bit. I know you all are missing my witty posts. I'm sure you're disappointed. And I apologize. I can't imagine how bad you must feel not seeing my exclusive wisdom every day. But anyway. We're back. We're excited. We are not the mainstream. We are the people that get excited about the bottom three lives of the concert flyer. We see those like, that's the bands I want to check out. That's who we are. Except I got a pretty big one coming up tonight, man. A big up and coming one. But before that, yeah, I'm glad I got over COVID. But it was both times I've had it. It's been very mild, but I still had a quarantine and all that. And then I just sounded like hell for a few weeks. Of course, I was trying to record an album. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. But enough about that. My buddy Buckshot George started an open mic every Tuesday night at the Golden Nugget, 2922 Hikes Lane, Louisville, Kentucky. And that's a pretty neat little place. It's one of the oldest bars in Louisville. And when you stand on stage and with the neon behind you, you kind of feel like you're in Vegas. But really, he has prizes every week. I think this week's a $25 Amazon gift card or something. Last week he had a Guitar Center grab bag of some kind. And he has prizes every week, and all the signups are automatically entered into the prizes. So go down there. You know you want to perform on a Tuesday night. You know. Get down there, and I'll be down there next week. I'm doing that this week. Doing this, I'm catching up on my interviews and everything. And just one more thing, Undergroundopolis presents the local ruckus at 21st in Germantown. Last Thursday every month, third Thursday every month. I'll edit that part out. Third Thursday every month. This month, March 16th, Proles. Very good band, very good local band. I saw them open for Dan Baird. If you don't know who Dan Baird is, he was I got a little change in my pocket going jangle-angle. He was that guy. They opened for him. Man, they were fantastic. And they're coming to play my stage, 21st in Germantown. Well, not my, that's 21st stage, but that night it's my stage. And then I can't call it the local ruckus anymore because people are coming up. People were coming up from out of town. Well, I want in on this. And then I got Josh Seacrest and the rest from Somerset, Kentucky. I shared a bill with these guys back in December, I think it was, with them and another band called Smothered in Bush, which is an all-female Bush tribute band. Really great time, really great band. I had so much fun that night that I called off work the next day. Boom! All right, definitely I'm going to bring my guest on. Tell us who you are and where you're from.
Hey man, I am Justin. I am from Auburn, and we are from Northern Illinois.
All right, Auburn, you got it. Let's go ahead and talk about the new single. You got a new single coming out. I think you got a video out for it already, too, don't you?
Yep. The song and video is out. Yep, it's been recorded for about a year now. We've just been trying to work out the plans and make everything make sense. You know, record it and release it immediately and then regret it because we didn't have a plan behind it, you know, all that. But yeah, yep, that came out last Friday, I think.
The Push?
Push, yep.
Push. Yeah. What's the name of the album?
Push.
The whole album, let me call Push. That is like one of my favorite songs that I heard on this so far is Push.
Thank you, man.
I know why you released it, it's badass.
So yeah, we thought that made the most sense, and that was the easiest, you know, because that's really like the only thing on our minds right now is just pushing this as hard as we possibly can, you know. So, yeah, that just kind of fell together.
What is your position in the band?
I am the singer and the guitarist.
Really? Is it three? You're a three piece.
We're a four piece.
You are a four yep. piece. Okay, that's got a picture of a three piece.
The other guitarist sings as well, and then the drummer does a lot of the screaming and stuff. So we got mics all over the place, you know.
Drummer's always got to be the crazy one, you know.
No, yeah, and he is.
Well, give us a little background about the band.
Me and the drummer.
Like
yeah. Me and the drummer have been together for. Shit, our entire lives. I think we, my dad and his dad were in bands together when we were growing up. And then my dad had me in a band with my brother when I think we were playing shows when I was five. So, I mean, I guess Razor, our drummer, never played then, but he got into it when he was like 15 or so. And his mom got a hold of my dad and was like, I don't know how you've never played with him, but you have to play with him sometime. And I'm like, all right. You know, like he was already a friend of mine, but I'm like, he could have came to me about this. And his mom came to me like it was this big secret, you know, and I played with him and he was just unbelievable. So ever since then, man, that's been shit. That was at least 10 years ago. Ever since then, me and him have just been like that, you know? So then we got Nate and Zane that are in the band now, and it's like just the perfect cohesive, friendly. I mean, like you try to compare to other bands and see what you could be lacking in as far as like a unit as a group, you know? And it's like, these guys are just such good dudes. You know, I always tell people, like, if you're not going to like anybody, it's going to be me in the band. And I think I'm pretty hard to not get along with, you know what I mean? Like the other guys are just the friendliest people, you know? Quad Cities, man, that's the place.
I'm just clowning on you, man. I probably should have said that. I apologize. Anybody, I go to shows with plenty of bands from Illinois, and they give me. I almost said the S in Illinois. Stop that.
Yeah. I'm just glad that we haven't been commonly associated or lumped in with Chicago. So I'm happy as hell about that. You know, keep us separate. Yeah. Yeah, we got nothing to do with that fucking mess over there, man.
That's where I thought you were from.
No, we're way west of that fucking place.
You're in Iowa, gotcha.
Yeah, right, close to. Yeah, just as close as you can get, you know.
Is this your first album?
This is our second EP. Okay. The goal has always been an album, and we got the material for an album. It just hasn't made sense yet, you know. But I'm old school, you know. I want a full album. It's just with the cost to do it right and everything, you know. It just don't make sense yet, you know.
Yeah, Eventually, you run out of money and you have to release it.
right, which we're probably not far from, to be honest.
Everybody thinks you sign with a good company and stuff, you're going to make all this money. Yeah,
bullshit.
Milk and honey days are kind of.
You can see through, if you look at our fucking tour van, man, you can see through one side and see through the other. You know, it is. Not a lot glamorous about the way that we're doing it, you know, but.
Yeah, but you work up to that. You get you an RV.
Yeah. I hope so, man.
Yeah.
I've been cooped up in that thing all day.
So, this is going to be released through Pavement Entertainment. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal, bro.
Dude, they've been great, too. I mean. It's hard to when you have expectations of things and often you get disappointed. You know, these guys have just been flawless with, like, if I need an answer to something, it's minutes. You know, they get back, they get the progress reports, just all the things that have lacked in every other thing we've done. It's all every element is there. You know, they're kick ass. They're really good, man.
But since it is my show, we get to talk about my favorite song, other than Push. Badass song. Even Numbers. Is there a cool story you could share about Even Numbers? Is there something to that?
There is, man. And, you know, you told me before we started this. Yeah, you did. You did. Yeah. You told me before this happened that you were the one that talks a lot. Now, I'm gonna change that narrative for you if this is the fucking song you want to know about, dude.
Absolutely, man.
I drive a lot of old shit when I'm home. I got a couple old Impalas. I got an old pickup. I'm a gearhead, so I always work on this shit. And I was driving, I got a 67 Impala that I was driving to a studio to work on some shit with another guy. And I rolled up on a car wreck that was like a bad wreck. And when we're in Quad Cities, like we're in very, very, very small town, like 500 population, you know, and the next town over will be 500 and the next town over is 750 or whatever. And I guess I just never like saw, you know, I don't want to get graphic, but like this wreck was bad, like bad, bad, bad. And just, I don't know. Like, just I couldn't get it out of my head. Like, it almost haunted me. Well, then, like, when we were in Vegas to record that song, we weren't even planning on that song. But then I showed the producers the demo, and they're like, "Yeah, we should do this song." And I was like, "All right, well, I got to finish the lyrics because I kind of had some stuff played out. Like, the gist of it was like this: what ended up happening? The car wreck was a single car accident, and the person passed." Basically because he didn't have a seatbelt on and he was texting. And I was just, I was pissed because I'm like, there's no lesson to be learned. Like, we all know you shouldn't do that. We still do it. This person lost their life because of it, you know, not justifying doing it, but like, that person's gone, you know? And I was like, I had some lyrics written. I was trying to channel the narrative into like, somebody like me dealing with seeing something like that, obviously not making it by myself, but I am a songwriter, so I have to from my perspective. So then I tried to shift it into like this, this thing of like, you know, like my dad's got a little bit of ADHD. So I started researching that. And a lot of that is caused by something traumatic that somebody goes through, whether they see something or deal with something or something bad happens to them. They develop this, you know, I'm not going to be okay unless I turn this light on 10 times or whatever, you know what I mean? Like that weird OCD type thing. Yeah, and I said ADHD, that's wrong. OCD, I'm all fucked up, man. But yeah, then the rest of the song came together, and like it was one of the first that the lyrics really drove how the song was going to play out. And then when we got done, like I was just a wreck. Like that song put me in, that's the first song I've ever written that like put me in a depression. It was nuts. Like there was no better feeling when the song was done, you know. Like I just felt shittier because all I did was research these horror stories of shit that people had gone through and what happened to them after that, the aftermath, and just bizarre stuff, man. That like that, yeah. Music's a lot more powerful than I ever realized because of that song. You know, so that one is a really, really special one for me in particular. But it's like, it's cool now. I enjoy it now. I'm better, but it sucked there for a little bit. You know,
Joey Ramone, little OCD useless information. Joey Ramone, I think his OCD was so bad at one time, he broke into his dentist's office real late one night and sat there opening and shutting a door. That's what they
called. Really?
Yeah, I don't know the whole story, but it was to that effect. That always stuck with me, that story about George.
Well, yeah, man, and
Ramone
like
had plenty of demons.
Oh yeah, well, and they say that shit goes so far as to like they're not even doing it to protect themselves, you know. Like, so somebody will do that shit, like you know, turn a light switch on four times every time to keep you safe, Like, that's how their brain works. I mean, it's this crazy thing that happens psychologically that just you go to a different dimension, you know, to think that you're protecting this person. So, like, you know, that was pretty much what I wanted to make that whole story about, because I didn't want to, you know, you don't want to make a song about rolling up on a car wreck. Like, boo-hoo, EMTs volunteer to do that just to help people, you know. Who the hell am I to make a big sob story out of it? But it was just like, I just couldn't believe that, like, there was nothing that anybody was going to learn from that. Like, that person's gone. I tried researching it for days because it was on some back road, and like, I couldn't find anything, because anything I looked up was like overwhelmingly packed with other accidents that happened. Like, that's how insignificant this one was. You know what I mean? It's just, it's crazy to think that can happen. Somebody can lose a life and it's just like, yeah, it happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's weird. Very weird. Not to get incredibly dark on your show, but like, you asked.
It's okay. It's okay. I picked that song for a reason. I really thought it would be it is my favorite song that I've heard. But I was like, I know there's a good story behind this. So that's what this show is about. That's what I try to get out of my guests, is their stories, you know?
Yeah.
I like it when it's not hard to get it.
Yeah. I don't even know if the story's good, but that's the story.
That is a good story, man. That's good. What would you say your favorite song is on the EP? Or can you pick one?
I think that one means the most to me, but my favorite is Learn to Live, the first one. Because that's a really good summary of like what we are. Like, that covers every bass. We get good harmonies. It's really punchy. We have a mellow, quick little brief chunk. The last chorus is a lot more mellower than the previous ones. You know, we don't like to do a third chorus that's already been done in the first and second, you know. So that's my personal favorite. And I would probably say the guys agree, because we've been opening with that for the whole tour. And that's a fun one to start with, dude, because right out of the gate, it's just fucking slamming, you know?
Right. Speaking of tour, are you on tour right now?
Yes, sir.
With Powerman 5000?
Yep. First week is down. We got 6 dates in a row, dude. I was nervous about that. I was nervous as hell, which, like, I wouldn't say my voice is good, but it's like, it's doing good, like, better than I thought, you know? Yeah, 6 straight days, dude. That's brutal.
It is. How did you get asked on that tour? How did that come about?
We worked through that with Pavement. They helped us out with that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, we're stoked, man. God, they're good dudes, man. And their show is like, I guess I don't know what I was expecting, like what I was actually expecting, but their fucking show is so good. Them guys are so good live. I mean, it's tight. Yeah, dude, it's tight. It's full. Everything is there, man. They're badass. Badass.
I can't think of who I saw them with. I kind of think it might have been Kid Rock, of all people.
But really?
This is back the first that particular.
Yeah,
kid.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not a big Kid Rock fan, but he was really good.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, really good. I was like, holy shit, he's good live. And so was Powerman 5000. I'm pretty sure that's where I saw them. So,
yeah.
But buddy of mine broke up with his girlfriend, so he had an extra ticket. I was like, I guess I'm your girlfriend tonight. Is that what you're saying? Right up to Indianapolis with me and see this show, man.
Hell yeah.
All right. Not doing anything else. It was a good show.
Yeah.
Well, anything you'd like to add before we wrap it up here?
Thanks to everybody that's been coming out, man. So far, we're a week down in Florida. Was nuts. I mean, Florida's crazy. And then the last time I was in North Carolina, and it's nice to be accepted so far, you know? Like, you never know with a band that's so established and the people are clearly there for them, as they should be, you know? It's cool to be accepted in by them, and the shows have been fun, so... Yeah, man, if you ain't seen us, come out. So you'll have a good time, for sure.
Okay. Can we expect you to come through Louisville? Is that on the itinerary, or Cincinnati, or Indianapolis? Or
I'm actually staying in Ohio right now. I think we're heading to Michigan next, but I think I think we'll go. Then we go to Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, maybe. I have no idea, man. We're all over the place. I'm trying to remember my name, you know, and like for this, I had to type it in. I'm like, I think it was some with a J, you know.
All right. There'll be a link in the description. There'll be a link to the video. There'll be a link to the album. And if you will give this a thumbs up and a subscribe when you see it, you know, if you like this show. Oh, I know what I was going to ask. Can we expect a vinyl or cassette run?
Dude, we would love to. We would absolutely love the vinyl thing. It was the last time we looked into it was for our last EP, and that was when they had like a worldwide shortage because it was like such a up and coming thing again, you know. So now, like, I don't think we've looked into it again with this one, but I would love to.
It's expensive. Just,
oh god damn, it's so bad, dude. So bad.
There's only so many companies making them, so.
you're absolutely right, man. You're limited. Like you got a very small list of names that you can pick from, you know.
Yeah, and the evil Walmart is buying them all up, you know. Nobody else can do this but us.
I've noticed that.
Cassettes are on the rise. I've got a huge cassette collection.
I haven't heard a whole lot about that. I'm here for it, dude. I'm all about it. But I think I had an Iron Maiden one that I listened to enough to where it finally quit working. Like that was the only cassette that I got like all my fucking money out of.